And that involves the three cornerstones or the three main pieces of online marketing, online selling. And that's, you've got to have obviously something to sell that people already want. That's one thing. Secondly, you've got to have traffic. And the third one is you've got to be able to convert or persuade and influence the visitors to your site. Now, there's something that's been happening, and I'm going to share this secret because it's vitally important. Remember, I came from the training background, a sales trainer for the last 10 years officially. I've been in sales for 20 years, and one of the things that I always prided myself on was my ability to sell face-to-face. And I find that when I have the opportunity to persuade and influence someone using all of the tools available, it's almost like a carpenter, right? If you go to the carpenter and all you have is a hammer, it doesn't matter what you're trying to build, everything looks like a nail. When it comes to conversion online, I want you to consider this, and this is vitally important. Your toolkit does not consist of your sales page and the text that's on the sales page. Let me say that again. Your toolkit or your toolbox is more than the text that's on the sales page. Now, let's explain that in a little bit of detail because I want to make sure you understand it. If you look at any sales page now, we talked about mini sites, we talked about one-page sales letters. I even have a course or a page, a website called Sales Page Secrets, and there are some secrets to the text, the format of the text, the structure of the letter, and how that's done. And there's many, many people who are experts on what is called copywriting. And that is really salesmanship in print. Now, here's the secret. You are not limited to salesmanship in print in the new age of online selling. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you take a look at the pages that are starting to become more prevalent now, you'll find that the salespeople online are starting to use more of themselves. They're using traditional media, traditional content to persuade and influence people. Now, why is that? Well, because the communication that I have to you right today is my voice, the text that's in the email message, and there's a lot of nonverbal stuff which tends to be in a face-to-face sales call have to do with the way that you look and feel. Now, online, you're finding that a lot of times now what's happening is marketers are starting to use multiple medias, videos, audio. Why? Because it's far more powerful. Remember, this is all about a relationship and hooking up with someone so that they feel comfortable with you. It's easy to write something. You get a far better indication of who the person is, what they're like, right or wrong, just by seeing them and listening to them while you read. This secret is so powerful, it's going to revolutionize the way that people persuade and influence online. And in the email for this, I put the word manipulate. Why did I do that? Well, because I think there's going to be some people who are going to try and manipulate by saying something when they're online with someone using audio on a web page or even a video. But you know what's interesting about face-to-face selling, whether it's online or offline? That nonverbal communication, 55% of your communication is nonverbal. It's the way you look and feel. It's the energy and emotion that passes from the seller to the buyer. And guess what? It never lies. So even if you say one thing in text on your sales page, you're going to earn $1 billion in 1 hour. I'm going to guarantee you your money back. These are real testimonials. This is what you can really, really, really expect. No matter what gets written down in text, if what is written down on text on the sales page doesn't match to the look, feel, and sound of the way the person is heard online with an audio file or seen in a video file on that sales page, guess what happens? You got it. They're not going to buy from you. So here is what you've got to do. You've absolutely got to bone up on being congruent. What's congruent means? It means in math, it means that one side is equal to the other side. And when you start to use multiple media, you have to make sure that what you say and the way you say it and the way you look when you say it all match up. Because if they don't, people will know and they won't buy from you. Even if you have the best sales page in the world, and the best copywriter in the world bought it, it doesn't really matter if you're not congruent. So get ready for multiple media sales pages, audio, video, audio testimonials. All of these things are coming into play now, but you've got your homework to do to make sure that you absolutely believe in what you're doing. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to Secret 45 from the 52 secrets my mom never told me about you.